Maybe this is how it's supposed to be. Maybe it's fine if I'm not fine with you this close to me. Maybe I need a little company. I got the water rushing over me. Maybe I overlook some people who look up to me. Maybe I can't invalidate all of your love for me. Maybe I need a little company. I got the water rushing over me. If I step out, I might drown. I got anxiety when I'm on solid ground. Oh, if I step out, I might drown. I got anxiety when I'm on solid ground. Whoa. I don't wanna die too young. I feel like I still got time left. But if my day comes right now, I'ma take my ride inside a chariot. So if I go over this waterfall, angels got me on, won't dash my foot upon a stone. If I die, just put my body in the river bay and let me go. Maybe this is how it's supposed to be. Maybe it's fine if I'm not fine with you this close to me. Maybe I need a little company. I got the water rushing over me. Maybe I overlook some people who look up to me. Maybe I can't invalidate all of your love for me. Maybe I need a little company. I got the water rushing over me. If I step out, I might drown. I got anxiety when I'm on solid ground. Oh, if I step out, I might drown. I got anxiety when I'm on solid ground. Whoa. I don't wanna die too young. I feel like I still got time left. But if my day comes right now, I'ma take my ride inside a chariot. So if I go over this waterfall, angels got me on, won't dash my foot upon a stone. If I die, just put my body in the river bed and let me go. Maybe the simple things in life could be less complicated. I got a need to be loved that feel like an obligation. Rain blessings down on me. I let the king put a crown on me. Shine a light on me. Put the passion and the fight on me. I promise I'ma be alright, homie. When the sun rise, when the sun rise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't be dependent, I need my aesthetic. I've been hella selfish, I've been lacking in repentance. I need prayer for heaven, I need Mother Mary. It's not by my actions, I need God to save me. I need prayer for friends and family. I need no depression, I need healing. I need Michael Defense, I need true religion. I need only Jesus, I need Jesus. I need Jesus, I need Jesus. I need Jesus, I need Jesus. I need Jesus, I need yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Mitch Durrell, and this is the Mitch Durrell Show. I have no idea what season it is or what episode. I don't even know if we're keeping track anymore. It's been like 4 or 5 months, but we're still going, and hopefully we keep going for a minute now. So today I got a friend of mine. I kind of say that for everybody, but this was like actually a friend of mine. He goes by the name Cody Free. What's up, bro? How you doing?
Oh, here. Living life in my parents' basement.
I'm dead. I probably should have had you on here earlier, but I did take that break, and I was probably mad at you, but we'll talk about that later.
And why you wasn't answering my calls?
No, we'll talk about it later. But I told you off mic, off air, that I didn't write anything down for this. I usually have like a list on my phone, and this one, since we've at least been acquaintances for like 4-ish years. I feel like it's 2018, at least 2019-ish.
It's like a long time ago now.
Exactly. But so I'm gonna start. I start with the same question for everybody, and I don't think I know this about you. How did you? It's kind of a deep question, but like, how did you find God? How did you end up in the church? I happen to be kind of like born into it. Other people found it later. What's like your story?
So yeah, I was born in the church. And they're like, you gotta go to church. And I'm like, all right, I don't know any different. So I showed up to church, and it was just like, all right, cool. For some reason, I was like really into like the music. So like anytime they did like the gospel song, I was like, let's go. I was super excited. I was like, I still remember this when I was like 3 years old. It was like the only memory I have is like going to church. And just like, I don't even remember what the song was. But I was like, this is my favorite song.
Right.
Yeah, it was a bop. I was loving it.
Right.
But after that, I was just kind of like, I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to go to church. It's like, oh, these stories are cool. So, about them. So everybody's like, you're a nerd. I'm like, no, these stories are dope. What do you mean? And then I was like, then I like really got into my faith when I was in college because of a pretty girl. Which is usually what happens. I was like, so I pulled up to church one day because I was like, all right, I should probably not get into a whole lot of trouble. So I pulled up to church, like it was like the second week. And I was just like, all right, cool. I'm here. And then like all of a sudden somebody starts singing in the choir. I'm like, ooh, over there. Mm-hmm. Ooh, fun. It's like, oh, like Jesus, I'm not mad. But you might have left an angel down here. You could keep her down here. That's okay. And then they were like, we have mass on Thursday. I'm like, we have church on Thursday.
Right.
I will be there.
Right.
And then I started showing up, and my entire life both elevated and declined from there.
So that's funny, because I feel like you're definitely not the first person who really got more into church because of like a girl or a relationship. I feel like I know a few people that ends up being the case.
Oh, definitely.
And that's not a bad thing. So where then did your like love of music start? Do you think it started with like church, or did you already like music before then?
I don't know. I think there's always been like something that's been in my life. It's always supposed to be like in my life. Like for example, my uncle, like, I don't know. It was weird because like my uncle used to be able to like play any instrument. Like Ants could take the harmonica and just play whatever he wanted.
Right.
It was crazy. I guess he could sing really well. I heard a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I didn't really know my uncle super well when I was like a super little kid. Like, at least not in that context. It was just like, all right, cool, whatever. When I was about 5 years old, my mom brought a piano home because she used to play the piano. Mm-hmm. It was like a little keyboard. I actually have it. This is the keyboard that I have. Like, move my.
Okay.
That keyboard right there. I was about 5 years old. It looks mad old right now. it's like a 19-year-old keyboard.
Dang.
Yeah. So I was about 5 years old, and like for some reason, I was like enamored with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always wanted to be like a cowboy too, so like we would like have like country concerts with like our fake little guitars or whatever.
Gotcha.
Now I got like real little guitars that I still don't know how to play.
Right.
But I'll be trying. But my first thing officially when I came to music was I had gotten a keyboard and I was just playing some notes on it. And somehow I had found that they had taught you how to play songs. So I mm-hmm. learned how to play the first Noel like on the lessons. It's still on there. I could probably do it right now.
Right.
I'm not going to, but, but it's super cool. Like I was able to like play the notes and I like memorized it and I was able to play it by ear. Mm-hmm. And then I got to a point where I was like, oh, this sounds cool with it. And this is like me, a little five-year-old Cody Free, just chilling, right. playing this. I had no idea I was going to be a rapper.
Right.
And so my mom was just like, wait, what? How is he? Is this Mozart? No. No, this is just my son. So I had done this and it's like, whatever. All right, cool. Like, let's just play the notes. And my mom was like, you're good at this. I'm like, I am? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm going to sign you up for piano lessons, but I'm going to teach them. And I fell off because I just stopped doing them for a while.
Right.
This seems to be a pattern in my life. I just stopped doing it. But anyways, after that, I was still like really into it and I was still like goof around on it. But I never like took it serious. So then my mom was like, all right, we're going to get you real lessons.
Right.
So I went down the street. And I took like piano lessons until I was in 12th grade. So from like 6th or 7th to 12th grade.
Wow.
Like I classically trained piano.
That's super dope. My sister used to take piano lessons. I can read music, but I'm not the best at playing the music that I can read, if that makes sense. But I wish I was better at the piano. So this is always fun, is seeing how. So I would start with, how'd you get into church and God? And then how'd you get into music? So how did you like discover that Christian rap was a thing? Or actually, I guess I should backtrack, rap in general. When did you get into rap from the piano into, yo, people be like rhyming on beats?
First of all, I didn't even know that was a thing for a good minute.
Right.
I had heard Yeah by Usher, and that was the only rap music that I had known.
That counts.
Because all my family listened to was country.
Mm, interesting. Literally,
I could not listen to anything but country on my car rides.
It sounds terrible.
Country, like, no, country is a bop. Don't even count. Country is dope. I was embarrassed to share my Spotify rap because half of what I listen to is country.
Interesting.
It's not what my parents listen to because they don't listen to very good country.
Right.
But there are some bops that they liked. There are some bops, for real. But, no, like, half, my Spotify rap was messed up. We can talk about that later.
Okay? All right.
But no, like I had started listening to country and I was like, whatever. So after that, I had gotten to a point where I was like, all right, cool. Here is what I can do with music. My mom was like, you should do country music. I'm like, I don't have a Southern accent. That's not happening.
It's a prerequisite.
You gotta at least be able to fake it.
Right.
Now I've gotten to the point where I probably could. But that's a whole different story. But anyways, I had finally, like, about sixth grade, I was like, oh, rap is a thing. People rhyme over beats.
Yep.
But, like, my parents only listened to, like, the hip-hop stuff that, like, the news would talk about.
Okay.
So it was, like, just... Hip hop is so violent and so aggressive. I'm like, it's so like unintelligent. I'm like, what do you mean it's unintelligent? I'm like, fine, it's unintelligent, but I can do it.
Right.
I'm not that smart. Like, let's do this. So I just started writing rhymes.
Really?
And then in eighth grade, I got a girlfriend and she broke up with me. So I was heartbroken.
Right.
The first time. Actually, not the first time, whatever. That's a whole other story. Again, that seems to be a pattern going through my life, too. It is what it is, though. But I had a girlfriend, and she introduced me to Eminem. Mm. And so I was on YouTube watching Eminem music videos all the time.
Right.
Being scarred for life in eighth grade. It was great.
You're right to say that version of Eminem was something.
Right. Like, the first thing she showed me was the Michael Jackson diss track. Just Lose It. I didn't know it was a Michael Jackson diss track. I didn't know who Michael Jackson was.
Right.
I really didn't. I knew who Brad Paisley was. I'm telling you. That was it. And most of y'all that are watching this probably have no idea who those people are. Yeah.
They know. They're just disappointed.
They probably know who Brad Paisley and Toby Keith are. That's about it. Y'all know nothing about Luke Combs. Actually, maybe a little.
So did you... Because I think a lot of people, like Lil Wayne, I feel like it was either Wayne or Eminem was like a lot of people our ages, like
right.
Intro to rap. So how'd you, I was super late in like finding out that there were like Christians who rapped, that Christian rap was a thing. So like, how did you figure that out? Like, how'd you go from Eminem to like, yo, there's Christian versions of this?
I think about 9th or 10th grade. Mm. I was at a retreat that was required for my confirmation. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to go to this. And I'm going to just, it was 9th grade. I was like, cool. I'm going to just go to this. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to do nothing. Because that's what's supposed to be cool right now.
Right.
So I'm like, cool. I'm going to just sit there. I'm going to do nothing. And then they forced you to do everything.
Right.
I was like, all right, whatever. I guess I'm going to do this. Whatever. I'm going to just, whatever. Let's do it. So one of the speakers came up. And he actually is still super cool. He's one of the first people that actually really enjoy what I do.
Really?
John. He's a ginger. He's super cool. But he was telling me, like, you know, there's like Christian. He was telling the whole, like, a speech, a testimony to everybody. Mm-hmm. One of the things was like, so I really like rap. And I was like, then I found out there was Christian rap. I'm like, it probably is
trash. Right?
He's like, nah, bro, it's not trash. Look up Lecrae. I'm like, I'm not going to look up Lecrae.
Right.
So anyways, this is going to be fun for you.
Oh, man.
This is going to be real fun for you. So anyways, I completely ignored what he said. I was still really into Eminem. Mm-hmm. I was in this like weird old head mentality of like, these rappers nowadays that I've never heard.
that you don't know.
This was like way back in like, 2012, before they started going crazy.
Right.
So I was like, oh, these new rappers, they're all terrible. I'm like, well, I didn't even know who these new rappers were. All I knew was like the newest version of Future.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is trash.
It got way worse.
I heard at the same time, and I was like, this is terrible. Because I was so used to like Dr. Dre and like,
yeah, Eminem. Yeah.
Super Bowl halftime was cool, or it was supposed to be cool for me.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't a fan, to be honest.
Right.
I was just going to use all your views right now, so I apologize. But anyways, I was really like into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all of these new rappers are terrible now. So what were we talking about again?
How you were super into Eminem.
Oh, Christian rap. Okay, anyways. Yeah, so I was just like, oh, yeah. So that's what happened. Anyways, I was really into the song Stand by Eminem
because
I was a really sad kid.
Yeah. But...
So I would like play that on repeat. Like, I was really sad. And I would like look up the lyrics just because I was so cool. I was so enamored by it. I was like, this is so cool. I'm going to just like take a look and see what this is like. And then I looked up like the Wikipedia page. And funny enough, I had seen the KJ52 song.
Yep, I had a feeling that's where it was going.
That's exactly where it was going. And then I looked it up. I was like, yo, it's kind of fun. I think I looked it up and heard part two first.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. It's the la 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 whatever. It was. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is cool. I like this. Like, this is Christian rap. All right, I'll listen to it.
Right.
And then like I listened to Lecrae and I was like, eh. Because I was still like super, super, super white. And I was like real hip hop. And I was like, eh.
No,
okay. Not to say that KJ's not real hip hop. I know that. KJ's dope. I just like, I had listened to like one Lecrae song, which was They Like Me. And then I was like, all right, this is cool. And then like, I would skip all the other Lecrae songs.
Right.
So like KJ52 really got me into this.
That's interesting. Cool. I didn't even know that.
No, most people don't.
So what got you from, okay, I like making rap, I'm a Christian, I found out that Christians rap, what made you be like, yo, I'm gonna be CHH? Because I met you when you were Code Red, and that was your name, Code Red with a K, I think. So what made you be like, I'm gonna be Code Red, I'm gonna do Christian hip hop, this is what I'm gonna do?
So yeah, so I like to say I was kidnapped into Christian hip hop. Because I was. So about my senior year of high school, which was 2016, dating myself.
Mm-hmm.
So my senior year of high school, I had released a project. It was The Kid From Somewhere, because I was like, Prior Lake is somewhere. Due to recent events, it really is somewhere. Mm. Ugh, it's awful. Please don't look up Prior Lake.
Oh, man, I'm afraid now.
You don't. It's a bad time. You don't have to. It's a bad time. It's a real bad time. Lots of people being exposed for racism.
Oh, man. I guess I won't be there.
It's not a great place. Mm. It's pretty wild, but it is what it is. But anyways, so what had happened was I was making regular music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about God once in a while.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Micah Hampton, super cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
Followed. And then, like, I think we all got put in that same group chat.
Probably.
that one group chat. That was like my freshman or sophomore year of college.
Mm-hmm.
The reason. So Micah had followed me, and then Nat had followed me after a while. So then I had sent my music to Nat because she said something about, like, show me your music. I'm like, I didn't know who she was. Here's my music. Right? Somebody's asking for it. Here it is. But I, like, DM'd her about it because I was real, like, self-conscious.
Right.
Which, again, seems to be a pattern that everybody tells me. But I had sent her my music. She's like, this is awesome. And then she, like, reposted it and, like, tweeted about it. And I was like, wait, somebody likes this?
Right.
That's not like my friend
my or friends or family. Yep. Fun of me.
And it wasn't even like my friends. I was like, it's not even my friends or potentially making fun of me. She legitimately did not have
to. Got you.
So then I was like, all right, cool. Who does Nat follow?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was at this point one Derek Minor fan.
Yep.
I was like, all right, who's Derek Minor? Well, I had already known who Derek Minor was because I had given up secular music for Lent in 11th grade. So all I did was listen to, like, Trippie.
Interesting.
This was like right when Rise came out, so it was like, oh, I was loving it. I still listen to Rise. It's such a bop. But yeah, so then I got kidnapped, and then I was like, all right, cool, I guess I'm here, and I already, like, love Jesus,
right? Yeah,
let's do this, so I guess.
I feel like did you start off as Code Red? Was that the name you went by?
Originally, yes.
Got you. And so I remember, it's funny that you say you got kidnapped into it. So my story is a little different. It's that I was making music, but I never was going to make secular music in the sense that I was never going to be cussing or talking about stuff I didn't know about because I don't know how to write about stuff I don't know about. So it came off Christian, but that wasn't like my goal until like my grandma was like, I love this album, the gospel album. And I was like, is it gospel? And I like went. I literally had to look back through the songs and be like, I guess I do mention God a lot, but that wasn't like the point. So then I found out Christian hip hop was a thing, and I was like, I'm basically doing this already. I remember you. I was just following a bunch of people that followed Rapzilla and was trying to just be a part of Christian hip hop, and I think I just stumbled upon you. But I remember around that time there was an article that was like, you know, most talented under 20 or something like that, like 20-year-old. Do you remember that article on Rapzilla?
Yeah, I remember the one that they wrote about me.
And yeah, it was Code Red was on that. And I remember being like, okay, yeah, like clearly this is, you know, he's like promising, like he's got a future in this. And then you didn't drop another song for like 2 years. And I always thought about that article and being, as we talked more, but I always would think like, when you were Code Red, you were like on Rapzilla's radar, and then you stopped making music. So for people that don't know, I think everyone knows, especially anyone watching this, but like your like nickname, or you're like notorious for not dropping music often. If you're like the person who dropped that first project you were talking about, if you could go back and like tell that person like, yo, bro, there's going to be a point in time where you go like, 3 years without dropping music. How do you think you'd like react to that? The question I'm trying to ask is like, are you surprised that that's the case? Like, does it shock you sometimes? You're like, dang, I don't really drop music much.
When I think back on it, like, I was just thinking about this the other day. I was like, yo, like, seriously. Like, just earlier, I was like, yo, it's really been like, it's almost tax season again. I had just dropped right after
tax season, yeah.
Like, this was like Joe Biden was just elected president. Like, what? Like, what happened? It was crazy. I was thinking about that, and I was just like, yo, honestly. But no, if I were to go back and be like, yo, there's going to be like a 3-year period where you don't drop music, I would probably like slap myself. Be like, you're lying.
Right.
Stop lying. You'll never not drop music.
So my take on you not dropping is actually interesting. So I know people like to give you like mess about it. Right. And I like you. Like, you make great music when it comes out. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's not like you're taking time off and then dropping terrible music. The thing is, people want you to drop it more because they're like, yo, this is good. You should drop more of this. But my take on it is like, I agree with the way you want music to be. Like, when I started, around the time we started music, is like the very end of like albums even being relevant. Like, I fell in love with To Pimp a Butterfly is one of my favorite albums ever. I have the vinyl, right? And that project alone almost inspired me to make, like, when I first made my first project, I was like, I want to make my own To Pimp a Butterfly, because it's like cohesive and a story, and like, you got to listen to it beginning to end, and it's like, what's a single? I don't know what that is. This is a whole thing. So right around that time is when people were like, we don't have time for albums. We Spotify playlists, singles, we might listen to your project, but in the background, we're not really paying attention. So, you know, I feel like, and you can expound on this more, but you have the mindset of like making an experience and like not just microwave singles and like actually like something that's like art. And I feel like that's kind of lost. And so, you know, like, you can expound upon that more, because I'm kind of talking for you, but.
Right, no, yeah. Pretty much exactly what you were saying. Like, honestly, it comes down to, I want somebody to hear a story. I think music is a beautiful medium. I don't view myself as like a rapper even. Mm-hmm. I realize, like, a white dude was saying, I don't look like I'm not a rapper. Like,
right. They're like, okay.
That's usually a bad idea. Like, I don't think that, I think there's a difference between a rapper, mm-hmm, and an artist.
Artist, yeah.
I think Kanye West is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kanye West is a genius too, but that's beside the point. But like, I think Jay Monty is an artist.
Yeah, facts.
I think Trip Lee is an artist. I think Kendrick Lamar is an artist. Mm-hmm. Like, there's an experience to what they give that is beyond the idea of music. I almost see like music as almost like the ability to go back almost to the Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
My views are very based on the Renaissance when it comes to art. So like, that's why I don't even consider myself like a Christian artist.
Yeah.
I'm just an artist. Because the separation of Christian artist and regular artist,
yeah,
super recent.
Yeah.
A long, like during the Renaissance, Michelangelo was just an artist.
Yeah, okay.
That happened to paint the Sistine Chapel.
Right.
Like, Da Vinci happened to be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Handel, musician, happened to just be an artist. He also happened to write the most bomb hallelujah chorus of all time. Like, Mozart was an artist. He was, you know, doing music for the church. Like, Beethoven, same thing. It's about creating beauty. For me, music is all about creating beauty and creating an experience from that beauty. And I think there are some people that really have that mentality within them. And I think there are other people who are like, all right, cool. This is something that I'm good at, that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that I can, you know, go and just make happen. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, you know what? Like, good for them. Like, they're actually doing something. And that doesn't mean that they're not talented.
Right.
Like, if I didn't mention you, don't be hurt. Like, even if I think of you as, like, a rapper, that's not, like, an insult. It's like, you're good at what you do.
And yeah, you're doing it.
It's just a matter of, like, your mentality. Like, my mentality is, like, if all art could be free, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Some people is like, art is a commodity. I can sell this and make a living.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my mentality. My mentality is more so like, let me create something beautiful and relevant and culture impact.
Mm-hmm. So you know what's, and what's your conundrum and what makes it so hard being a Cody Free friend and fan is that a lot of us like agree with you, but know that unfortunately, like the times have like shifted to where to like example, I think Kendrick has always felt that he wanted to be an artist. That like, I think he wanted to make the Pimp. I know he wanted to make the Pimp a Butterfly before he made Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. But Dre was like, "Nah, bro, we gotta. People don't know you yet. Like, you had that Section 80 thing, but you gotta make like a something that'll play on the radio." So, and I, you know, I like that you think outside the box, but I don't want you to do that for so long that you miss the opportunity to take the map, which now apparently is laid out as, okay, give the people what they think they want, play the game, get on playlists, kind of honestly what I'm doing, right? I really love making the Raps Would Be Fun mixtapes, right?
Yes.
They are nowhere near the stuff I would like to be making or what I think is my best music at all, favorite stuff to make, not even close. But I'm learning, chop it up. People love the fast rap that really doesn't mean much. And people like this beat. And it's fun for me to make it. It might not necessarily be what I want to do long term. But if I can get to a point where we can go back to Kendrick, if I'm, you know, I get kind of popping, I get some buzz, I get a little, you know, push, support, and then give the people what they think they want, which is stuff that's radio playable, microwave type stuff, then I can get to a point where it's like, my bills are taken care of. People know who I am. They're fans of me no matter what now, unless I just make something terrible. Now I can give them like an experience. Same with Kanye, same with a lot of people. It stinks because like, do we want to be playing the microwave, the single every other week, even the stuff I refuse to do, like I'll be on TikTok every once in a while, but you're not going to see me. I'm not 16, 17. I'm not going to be on TikTok every day doing a dance and supporting my music. I ain't got time or promote my music.
Yes, mostly.
But it, like, I don't have time. Like, I just don't. Like, maybe if I used to be on Vine all the time. Maybe if I was back in high school, I'd be doing it, but I just don't. I have work. But it's like,
a real job.
So it's like, I got an apartment that I got to keep the lights on. So it's unfortunate, but it's like, I feel like if you even took like 2 years, 3 years, and we're like, okay, I'm going to drop even just once a month, and it's going to be stuff that maybe I don't think is like my best or like amazing, but like, I think in your sleep, you can make a catchy song people would like. Like, I really think that. So if you do that for a little bit, still have fun doing it, get, you know, consistently are doing that to where you build like a base and get a push behind you. Then down the road, you can be like, yo, I can do whatever now because I have the base that actually cares about me. You know what I'm saying? So it stinks because it's like, I know you don't want to do that, but I feel like it's a path that has been proven and I think would work for you. And that was a lot. I'm sorry, but
I get what you're saying. But no, for me, it's like, I've tried to do that. Mm-hmm. I literally, when you think, like, it's so easy. Like, features. If somebody was like, just bar out on a feature, fine. I will bar out on a feature. I can't do that in my own music,
right?
Because I have too much control. Yeah. I make the beats myself.
Right.
I write all the lyrics. I record it right here where I'm sitting right now. I have all of the control. I send it over to my engineer and we take care of it and we work. Like right now we just Zoom and we figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I have all of the control over everything that happens in my music. And that's so hard for me because it's like, yeah, I can just like make something crazy and just drop it and have everybody like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, I've thought about it.
Right.
I literally actually can't. because my mind will not let me do it. It's like, I have to say something important.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Well, that, and that's the other thing is like, you can almost trick people into listening to something important. Like, right. It doesn't have to be, it can be something important over a beat that's more modern, if that makes sense. I know it is good that you do everything in-house, but I do see how that hinders you. I almost want to be like, find some producers you rock with and have them make you beats or like give you some beats just so that you can be like, this is laid out. I'm not going to change this. Don't get the stems until you're mixing and be like, I'm not changing this. This is what I'm working with. And let's see what I can make. You don't even have to release it, but it's like, I feel like you get so caught up. Cause one of the main things you used to say anyway, was that you don't want to put out something that's not like your best. But my retort to that has been like, you're then depriving people of stuff that they might love that might not be it. Like Kanye, I don't know if you saw the clip Kanye just did talking about My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, about how like people love that, but he doesn't. Like, he's like, this was just me like giving y'all something. Like, this wasn't my, like, he's like, Yeezus is way better than this, but people like this. And I, you know, it works. So it's like, you know, I feel like the music you do put out, people like, and I feel like people would like stuff that's not even that, doesn't have that much behind it, as much as that hurts to say. Like, I definitely get the conundrum you're in, because I get it too. I miss albums, but unfortunately, the last time I dropped an album, it didn't get listened to because people don't like listening to people have no attention span now. Everything is about 20 seconds. Snippets.
No, I mean, like, the craziest thing is, like, if you actually really do listen to my lyrics, like, you can take a deep dive into any single song that I have. I can tell you the exact story. I can tell you the exact moment. I can tell you everything about the exact word and the exact line. Mm-hmm. Like, I go that deep. I'm like, this word exactly here. Like, I can tell you exactly what decisions I made to do that.
Right.
And like, I'm so like precise with that, that it just, it's so weird to me to just like waste that. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
I feel that. I feel it. And that, and the thing is like, I would be happy for you if you had made the conscious decision to be like, you know what? I don't care about all the other stuff people care about. Like, I don't care about the, because I know that sometimes maybe the streaming numbers will bother you, which is almost impossible for it not to. But like, if you can decide, I'm gonna go this way, I'm gonna ignore the numbers, I'm just gonna make art the way I want to, I'm gonna ignore that people are like, you don't drop enough, and like, I'm just gonna make music that I am proud of and happy to put out and see what happens, then I could support that. I just feel like from the outside looking in, it's always like, are you happy with that? Or do you think that you could like reach another level, even if for like a few years you're doing something you don't necessarily want to do, in order to like build a foundation for later, if that makes sense, to where it's like, you even forget about it. You'd be like, remember those years that I was making songs that I didn't care about that people loved? You'd be like, me either. I don't even remember. Now I'm making like masterpieces that people like, that truly care about art, you know what I'm saying, are listening to. So it's definitely tough, but I know you at least understand why people are like, bro, you gotta drop more. You make good music. Like, why don't you drop more?
See, the problem is when I do make ignorant music, like, when I do make ignorant music like that, somehow it still fits into the narrative that I want to tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a song that's ready to go. Mm-hmm. I have a song 100% ready to go. All I need is cover art. Mm-hmm. And I really don't need that much cover art.
Right.
I could drop it and just be like, done.
Right.
You've already heard it. It's, I like how you move.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, a bop.
Yeah.
I love that song, but it fits perfectly in a narrative.
To be fair, you could still use it in a narrative. You could just be like, it's like a single, basically. Be like, here's a single that you don't know fits in a narrative. So test the waters and then later bring it back for like a project or EP. But I get it. Cause you also might want people to hear it for the first time in the story. So I get it.
That one I don't really care too much about.
There we go. So
that's why I keep trying. That's why I keep trying to bait everybody into telling me to drop music. You need to tell me to drop music, or I won't drop it.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel. Trust me, we'll stay on you. See, I knew we'd be on that topic for a minute. That's why I knew I didn't need to write anything. I'm about to wind this out just because I know we could end up talking for like 2 hours. A question that I have been asking everybody, I guess I still will ask, even though it's kind of dying down. How did/does the pandemic, like, how's it affected you as an artist and like music wise? It's a little different for you because you weren't dropping that much anyway, but how has it affected you?
Last 3 years almost. Because like basically, so 2019 is basically the start of my entire story as an artist anyways. Mm-hmm. Like I had dropped a little bit of music, but officially like Cody Free began late 2018.
Right.
At that time, that was the beginning of everything that had just like happened with my music stuff. Like my life basically fell apart during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like I was this stand up person. I was going to do all of this stuff. And then I like just completely just all the way down. Like toxic relationships, not on purpose, but toxic relationships, just like a lot of struggles, a lot of understandings that it was ridiculous. Cause it's like, I'm too young to understand some of these things that I understand. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of us are too young to understand the things that we understand. It's super messed up. But the pandemic did a whole lot where it was just like, all right, this is your life. This is what needs to happen. And it gave me a lot of time to like think about like, so would I be happy doing this? Because really when it comes down to it, I believe that we are here on this earth to love. I believe we're put on this earth to love, but I also believe we're put on this earth to be happy. Mm-hmm. Like that. As messed up as the world is, we are put on this earth to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I think some people want to be happy to the detriment of other people. Mm-hmm. And I've realized like that's not happiness. That's greed.
Yeah.
For me, like happiness is like I'm here to love people as deeply as I can. And that was just a lesson that I had to like understand and learn like really heavily during the pandemic and everything. So that's going to be a lot of what my newer music is talking about. It's just like what is our purpose? Why are we supposed to be here? Like it's, I don't know.
I like it, bro. I hope you drop it because I want to hear it. Or at least drop it.
It's going to happen. It'll happen outside the group chat.
Right.
Just somebody start like a Cody Free drop music train or something.
Right. And so for all the people who don't know, let the people know where they can find the music you have released and where they can follow you, etc.
You can find me on Spotify for sure. That's where I check mostly. You can check me on Apple Music, but I don't have an Android, so I don't really be checking that.
Right.
So but apparently safety's doing really well on there.
That's good.
Last I checked, it was like at like 10,000 plays. But that's was like dope. That was
be going ago. Off sometimes. The playlist over there.
Bruh, I was not. I saw that. I was like, I'm famous. Kind of. I was so ecstatic. I was like, yo, that's dope. I'm out here. But so Apple Music, Cody Free. It's just KODYFREE.
Like, I like the name Cody switch, by the way. From Code Red to Code Red.
So much.
The doper name.
I almost got into a lot of trouble with it too.
How?
Because Code Red, so like I said, I was kidnapped into CHH. Mm-hmm. So Minnesota don't really have CHH like that because we're in Minnesota. We're not in the Bible Belt.
Right.
So, like a lot of the people that I work with up here, either they're not Christian. Or they believe in God, but they're more focused on this is what we got.
Right.
So like I'm kind of stuck in like the middle of two different places, if you will. So like I'm definitely like linked up with like some people that have been in gangs and they've been like, Code Red, like you.
Oh
what?
Man.
No.
Yo, that's funny. I didn't even think of that.
So I was like, no, we gotta change that.
Cody Free.
Cody Free.
That's funny. So no, I definitely rock with the name. So I appreciate you doing this, bro. I got to shout out Daryl from Bookkeeper for letting me take my hiatus and then reminding me, yo, bro, we got to start the show back up. And I was like, you know what? You're right, because I love doing this so much. So, again, no idea what episode this is. I think we're just going to start numbering them now, and maybe we'll get to, like, a couple hundred. But, yeah, shout out to everybody who's been checking in. Shout out to you, bro. I'm going to be on you about dropping music. And all right, see y'all next time. Peace.
Absolutely. Not gonna lie. So when I was younger, I would say like, you know how we all go through this identity crisis type thing when we're younger.
That's good.
Like, yeah, kind of. Like you don't want to be like
friends, any friends.
Oh, okay.
So
do wonders like AI anomalies.
I know that, right? Saga, who was
on the same beats. You're definitely more lyrical. So, like, you're not.
I actually knew a guy in Miami that he was going to the same
gym. And I tweeted, like, last week that someday I'm going to have a song with him. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen.